Nice picture to play.
That's usually a background that he's on and a couple of ones.
He looks to me like he's got the flag flying.
Yes. There you go. We see you, Carolyn.
Okay.
There you are.
Here I am.
Yeah. Jane, I want a nice Hawaiian backdrop. How do I get that?
Oh, there is one. It's got like palm trees waving in the wind. Yeah.
What I need. That's what I need.
I'll show you how to do it later.
All right. Okay, I think we're ready.
Are we ready to start?
Do we have anybody else on the line that we need to know? Do we have people that not on the board? Do we have any public?
I don't see anybody else.
Okay. Okay, I'm just...
I'm just are ready to start?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, so we call the meeting to order. In compliance with the open meeting law?
Yes, the agenda was sent to the county clerk, posted on the website, radio, newspaper.
Okay. Approval of the agenda. Is there any additions? Anything else on the agenda?
No.
If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Approval of the minutes. It's way back in January. So everybody had an opportunity to review those, look at those?
A whole nother time, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. A whole nother time. I miss them. any additions or changes to the agenda, the approval of the minutes? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Number five, public comments and communication. Is there anything?
We have any, so do we have anybody that's come on, Courtney? I thought we would have Potosi people on, so.
I still don't see anybody else.
Okay. All right. Well, then I don't have any public comments.
Were we expecting them?
I did think they might come on. So okay. I let them know that we'd be having a meeting. It would likely be over Zoom today, so.
Okay.
And I did not have any other communication. So maybe they may decide to wait until we actually have a real meeting, which I don't know when that will be. So.
Who knows when? Okay. Number six, the advocacy reports, ADRC regional meeting. We didn't have one in April. The last one we had was back in February.
We're having one next week.
Yes, we're having one next week, Thursday. And there was a disability advocacy day, which was in March, which was canceled, and aging advocacy, which is May 12th, which I assume probably is canceled, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Canceled. And then they just went through some of the bills that they'd had in regards to like guardian training requirements, increasing penalties for crimes against elder persons, requiring those who are registered electronically or by mail in person for the first time, credit for carrying the CARE Act. So they just had gone through some of those. Other than that, I don't think there was anything else. Anybody else have anything on it that they recall?
My memory that long, Dave, I don't know.
I didn't have the agenda, I wouldn't have remembered either.
Yeah, I never even thought about it, so yeah.
Okay.
One thing we do need to do with the regional board is Dave, you were appointed to the regional board for another year since you.
Okay.
Because Dave is going to be going off our board, but he can stay on the regional board. So Bob did appoint him to that. But now Dale, that we know that you're still on our committee, do you want to stay on the regional board too? Because Bob will just need to appoint you to that. Or the board will appoint you to that problem on the agenda.
Well, I'd pass it on and give somebody else the exciting experience if they would like it.
That would be Lester, because we have two citizen and one board member. So.
Let Dale keep it. He's doing a good job.
Okay.
I think officially we'll need to have it on the county board agenda.
So do I stay on the regional?
Yes, you do. Your term isn't up yet.
Okay.
You haven't been terminated yet.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Is there anything else on that then?
We can't force you to stay on, but we'd like you to stay. So that's all on that then.
Okay. Number 7, ADRC continuing operations and reopening plan.
Okay. So did you guys have a chance to look at what's going on there? Did we sent those out, right, Courtney?
Yeah, it looks good. It looks as well as you can do, I guess.
Yeah.
Continuing operations plan is still what we're doing right now, and it is probably what we will do for sure till the end of the month, and don't know after that quite yet. We'll be monitoring, you know, the Badger bounce back kind of metrics there and looking at that. But I would say for the most part, things have gone actually quite well. I have a really, really great staff who have just adapted very well, because you know what? They do all this all the time. So this wasn't unusual for them, but it was for me. But they really adapted really very quickly. And the fact that IT had gotten voice phone in the new building, that was just a godsend. We've been in the old building, it would have been a nightmare. But because of the phones that IT had gotten us, our ability to work from home was just greatly enhanced. We actually answer the ADRC main line at home. Mariah, Courtney, people can do it right from their computer. They can transfer to other staff just like they're transferring if they were in the office. Staff can pick up their own extension. So it's been wonderful for that. So, and that was a lot of work on part. So I want to give a shout out to Shane and his team, because those were some trying times for you guys. I know.
But. Yeah, I think I lost a little bit more hair.
Oops. Mine got a little grayer, but you know, I didn't get to.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, but I mean, truly, that the ability to do that was absolutely amazing. So, and our meal site managers had to adapt really very quickly. I mean, we literally called them, you know, on a weekend and said, change the way you're doing business, you know, starting this. And we went to all home delivered. And they've been having, you know, to do that. And again, I think we will be doing that for quite some time. So any questions on the continuing op plan or the reopening? You've seen how the reopening will look if we do it. Because we serve such a vulnerable population, I don't expect that we will be doing any type of business as normal for quite some time. You know, I think our health officer made a comment for like a good year or better. So I think we will certainly be providing services all along. In terms of our contacts and things like that, with INA, they haven't gone down really. So they're still maintaining those phone calls and still doing business as usual. Obviously our congregate meal sites are a whole different story, because we can't do them, and we haven't run the bus in 2 months because it just wasn't good. The taxi is still running with some reservation by myself, but we have been taking all the precautions we can in the taxi. And John is still good about it, so we'll continue that as well. But as we get back to having more staff in the office, we will still probably do it in like alternate teams, so we don't have too many in here at any one time. So that's the plan. And then if you read the, if you saw the reopening plan, you saw all the things that we are looking at. Those guidelines are coming directly out of the state and are being put out for business to use as guidelines too. So we have also been using them.
Laura, with all that's been going on, have you found the amount of contacts being increased at all, or is it about the same?
It's pretty much the same. We actually had a little downturn in January, which is not too unusual as people come off the holidays. They're not, and then it usually ticks back up in February. But in looking at March and April numbers, and I apologize because I pulled up the program report and realized I didn't send you one. So I will send that out to you. But no, our numbers, our contacts have been remaining very close to normal. I think early on when this first came out, people didn't think we were open maybe for a little bit. We were down just lately, but we got out pretty fast that we were cold. So, I don't know that people are necessarily moving between but there's also a lot more people looking for benefits, I think, because,
Okay. So are there any thoughts about Elderfest coming up? Is it too early?
I have a lot of them. Every day I worry about that.
Because it takes a lot of planning, and you probably need to start soon.
We have to pull the trigger on it pretty soon. And my guess is that, to be realistic, I don't think we will do it. I haven't said that out loud. But if we get a second wave or if it picks up, I mean, it's always flu season in October anyway, it starts. And if this would pick up, I just, in everything I've read, I just think it's probably not the best thing to do is to bring. I mean, because, people, they're not going to social distance, right? You've seen them there. They will literally crowd into a table. I highly doubt it, but I haven't pulled the trigger on it yet. So I'm trying to figure out a different way. I don't know what we could do, something different that maybe we could do, but I haven't figured that out.
I'm sure by now you've probably start planning things for it already.
Yeah, we actually start registration usually the end of May. We start sending out and start taking registrations for it, so and getting word out. So yeah, it's and I know people will be really disappointed, but at the same time, what are you going to do? I don't want people to be unsafe either. So
kind of hard to do the social distancing with the.
What's that? It is
hard to do the social distancing on it.
Yeah, I mean, I watched some of you board members around the food table yesterday, and you didn't social distance either. So I know how hard it is. I mean, it's not in our nature to do that. We just, I just started to walk into Sheila's office, and I've literally put in my plan that you don't walk into Sheila's office, that you go out into the waiting room to talk to her. And yet it's just, it just feels awkward and weird. So we're not used to that. So, but I guess we'll get used to it because it's going to be our lives for a while. So my guess is we won't do it, but I was trying to come up with an alternative or something, but I haven't come up with it. So if you got some great ideas, let me know. So pretty much everything, like we didn't do a volunteer banquet. We're not doing any prevention programming. So, I mean, anything with a group activity is not, we're not promoting that. So. So maybe we'll offer, we may offer some virtual things, online, some workshops or something like that. But I mean, obviously I can't give out handouts through the computer, so they won't like that very well.
No, they wouldn't.
I mean, it's a fun time for them, and I hate to not do it, but I just can't see how we can. Anyway, that's my take on that.
Does anybody have any questions or comments on it?
Any concerns on the reopen? You're thinking, are there concerns that we're not moving along fast enough? Or because honestly, I don't think our services will change a lot through the summer until we see some some really improved metrics.
Just on a personal note, I know that for Special Olympics, everything is still shut down through June.
Okay.
So we're still not doing anything at the end of May like a lot of people are. But so I don't know if you foresee that happening this summer at all. So
yeah, it's, you know, we take pretty much our advice from Jeff and look at the metrics and see what's happening. But, you know, if you look at the metrics in Grant County, all the deaths have been, you know, people, I think, pretty much over the age of 70. And, you know, those are the people we serve. So I think it's a little bit risky. So we will do as much as we can. We will, you know, we're going to offer more car hop services and do curbside. And that's how we're planning on doing all of our farmers market. We'll be curbside pickup at the meal sites and curbside pickup out here. So they won't be in roller skates. That would make it more fun, but, you know. that's the way we're going to do business. The other thing I don't know if you saw in there is after all my, you know, warm and friendly and our reception desk being warm and friendly, we're likely, we'll have a barrier up before we open to the public for safety. Warm and friendly just, you know, is kind of going away with the pandemic. So we'll still be warm and friendly, but we'll probably have a barrier between us and the public. So Gary at maintenance is working on that for us right now. So I don't like it, but I also have to keep staff and consumers safe. So.
Okay. Number 8, ADRC funding updates.
Okay. Well, I didn't think I was going to have any for you. And I literally got an email about 10 minutes before this meeting with some numbers. So out of the CARES Act, we did get around 38,000, about the same amount right now as we normally get for our home delivered. So we got that. And then out of, you know what, I might be saying this backward. Let me just check. See if I can figure out where that's coming from. Oh, did I lose it? Actually, I think the 38,000 came out of the families first. And out of the CARES Act now, we just got that today. And it looks like we're going to be getting 32,700 in Title III B. In Title IIIB is our service management. So we mostly use that for some administration, but we will probably use the 32,700 to do some things to help people with personal cares and things like that, that we often haven't had money for. Then we are getting another, it looks like $71,381 in congregate. So our congregate funds will be, or in our home delivered funds will be good. I'm sorry, I said congregate, I meant home delivered. Our home delivered will be good. Since we're doing everything home delivered, basically that's where we need it. And then the Title IIIE, which is the Family Caregiver Program, we are going to be getting $15,105. I do expect we might see more requests in the future. Right now, our respite requests have been down because people really don't want people in their homes. So they have, like, you know, not done as much respite. And quite frankly, our caregivers are used to being isolated, so this isn't a new ball game for them. But with the families first and the CARES funding, we do have to spend out the CARES funding first. I don't believe there's any match on any of it. Although they have said we could continue to match if we wanted. I don't know how many counties are going to match on something they don't have to match on. But we do have to spend that out first and then dip into our grant funds that we get for the very last. So I do expect we will probably be able to use up most of our home delivered pretty easily with the money that we have. We do have more expenses in home delivered than we've normally had because we are paying staff in almost all the areas to be delivering to because of the number of volunteers we had. Obviously, all of our volunteers are over age of 60, 65. So we have lost a lot of volunteers you know, because of safety issues. So we should be sitting good there. Literally, like I said, I just got it. So we'll be getting that put into the budget and trying to figure out a plan for that. So.
Does anybody have any questions on that, comments? If none, number nine, approval of filling the INA position.
So, Bob, I didn't know if the board actually needed to do it as well. We actually did ask the executive committee, I believe, to fill it because we, well, at the time, we had just done some interviewing just before the shutdown and had a couple people in mind that we were going to do a second interview on. And we wanted it to go through since we knew we weren't going to hold a meeting. So they did approve it, but I guess I would like to have your approval at some point. We do need that other INA. That was part of the restructure plan. However, we have not thought it's been very feasible in the last 2 months to try to bring a new person in and then say, hey, you're going to entirely work from home and nobody can really train you very well. So I'm hoping that when we come back to a little more in the office setting with Nicole here, that we can provide them some training in-house. I just felt it was, with the pandemic thing going on, it was too, it would be too hard to train a new person. So, however, that being said, I would still like it, so.
So we need a motion to fill that position?
If you would. I would feel better if you guys had it approved, even though we, okay. In the order we had it.
Someone make the motion, please.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, Joanne made a motion, a second?
I'll second it.
Everybody
second. Everybody did. Who got there first?
We'll leave that
I'll
up to
second it.
Okay, we'll put Pam down for it. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.
That's normal procedure.
Number 10, the food contract amendments.
All right. Well, the other thing we did because of the emergency orders and because of the uncertainty of whether we were even going to be able to procure food and things like that. I mean, we've had lots of worries with this. We didn't know if UW-Platteville was even going to be running when they didn't. We decided to extend the food contracts one more year. So if you remember that original contract was 16 through 19, and we extended it a year because of the new building here, thinking we would wait until the jail was up and running. However, given everything again, we asked all the vendors if they would be willing to extend it out one more year. Again, I think it would be really hard for somebody new to bid on these that didn't know us and know how we operated. Right now we're making substitutions and having to do things, but having worked with these vendors for a long time, I think it's a lot easier to work with vendors that are familiar with us. So they have all agreed to do that. And Courtney, do you have the amounts in front of you or do I need to pull those up?
No, I have them.
So
it was an increase of 2.8%. So Platteville currently is $6.30. That's going to go to $6.48. Cassville is currently $4.40. They're going to go up to $4.52. And they also charge $2.25 that they deliver. And then Grant Regional for Lancaster and Fenimore, they deliver. And they are currently $5.15. They're going to $5.29. And then Bagley, they do not deliver. We have someone that takes those meals. They're currently $4.94. They'll go to $5.08. So.
The 2.8 was based on the consumer price index. So. Any concerns or thoughts about that?
What's your numbers comparison today versus a normal time?
For the most part, here. Let me me tell you.
Just curious.
It'll take me a minute, but just a second. Do you know Courtney?
I would say they're fairly consistent. Platteville last week delivered 86 meals is what they had for one day.
If I can find, what can I do? Oh, here we go. So, look at. Sorry.
I guess my concern was if they topped off enough, that might make a problem for our vendors as the numbers are used to.
Yeah, well, and I was concerned about that too. But so far, they haven't been too bad. So in April for congregate and home delivered, last year we had 5681. Now, let me pull up. For this year, we have 5,081. So really, not a huge difference.
That's good, yeah. Good deal.
That just means our meal site managers are really a lot busier dishing up food and getting it out and everything. But yeah, so I don't think it has been a significant impact on the vendors. And in fact, I think probably for UW Platteville, it probably helped them because they weren't serving meals to students. So it still kept some people employed there, I would think. But
yeah, well, that's true too, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it isn't a huge difference, but some of the bigger concerns that we've had is like it's been a little more difficult. I think like pork was an issue a week or two ago, and so we've had to make some substitutions. So that's the nice thing about extending those contracts with vendors that know us and know our guidelines very well, because they know what they can substitute. So where a new vendor might not. So
do we need to take any action on it?
Yes.
We need a motion to approve to extend it another year. Someone want to make the motion, please?
I'll make that motion.
Okay, Dale made the motion, a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Carolyn, second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Number 11, approval of the vouchers. Has everybody had an opportunity to review those, look at them? Mm-hmm.
I got a couple questions.
Sure. Right.
don't we have glass breakage on our policy?
I did not tell you that offhand.
What was the question, Dale?
Glass breakage. I see you got a bill here for $200 and some for a windshield.
Right, okay.
Probably deductible.
That's what I was going to say. A lot of times the deductible might be $500 or $1,000.
Yeah, I'm not sure it is on the buses. I will double check on that, but I'm not sure the buses have the same.
Usually a windshield ain't that much because it's about deductible.
But that's on the bigger bus?
Well, it'd only be half a windshield.
Yeah, I will double check on that. Because that was on the bus that SOC is using, so it's possible it got missed. So I will double check on that. I'm gonna make an almost. I'm sitting in my office. I'll double check on it. Thank you.
Any other questions anybody has?
Well, it's their windshield wipers. It seems like you had quite an influx of new wiper blades. Bus get a new one and the other one thinks it's have to have stuff too, or what?
Pretty much. It was the season where you need those wiper blades. Yeah.
Oh, if nothing else, I'll make a motion to approve the vouchers.
Okay, motion's made to approve the vouchers. A second?
I'll second.
I got Pam second it. So all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passed. Financial reports. Everybody had an opportunity to review and look at those?
Yeah.
And any questions or concerns? Comments?
So just know moving forward, you're probably going to see an increase in mileage, like in nutrition and things like that, because we have not normally had to pay mileage for nutrition other than for nutrition manager meetings. However, we do have managers out providing, delivering meals. So we will see an increase in there. I expect that those will be taken care of by the new funding that we're getting. But just so you're aware, I want you to know.
If there's nothing else, have a motion to approve financial report.
So move.
I'll second.
Who made it? Joanne?
Carolyn.
Carolyn
made it. I second.
Okay, Joanne second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. Ayes have it. Motion carried. Reports.
I will send out the program report. I apologize for not sending that out. That was not Courtney's fault. That was mine, because I'm the one who didn't complete it. So
the Emily and Christian, the benefit specialists, they were having issues with Sam's getting their numbers too. So,
but Lori's numbers were because she didn't put them in the report. So mostly because I was trying to figure out the GWAR report. So we do not have the luxury of Nancy Scott, our finance director, anymore. Nancy retired, and it's been hell. I used to do our GWAR reports for us, and so I had to learn how to do them, and they're kind of a crazy mess. So, but I think I got them figured out enough to submit for money anyway. So. And my director's report is basically everything we talked about in terms of just, you know, working remotely and things like that. But like I said, staff have done a really super job of handling that. So I suspect at some point we will do a building meeting to discuss whether, when and if at some point we are, we'll open up CSB. But we're trying to be a little consistent across the county, so.
Okay, and then, the program reports.
I just think it's important that we educate people by providing services in a manner which is safe for them, because some of our consumers would get on the bus tomorrow and all ride if they could. So, you know, they keep calling and asking. So,
you know, I've spent the last couple of days up in the Twin Cities. And I have to say, the people up here, and maybe it's just because it's a larger city, seem a lot more socially conscious. Almost everybody's wears masks when they're anywhere. And it, you know, it just made me feel, you know, safer. I actually feel safer up here than down in Fenimore, because there it seems nobody's wearing a mask and nobody's socially distancing. So. It was quite an eye opener up here to realize how really socially, maybe it's just they've been educated more to be more socially responsible, and just because they are, you know, it's a bigger population, so you just have a lot more people. But there's a huge difference. Let me just say that it's unbelievable. So,
well, we had a bar open on Second Street. Last week?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that was a great idea.
The national news.
Yeah,
you made the national news.
That was a great idea. Great idea.
We'll see what happens in a couple of weeks if cases spike and we're in the hospital. But
that's scary. Well. So we will send out that program report. The other thing that I did not put on here because it was due and then we didn't meet, was the annual report. So you can, I think, now that I say that, is the annual report, Shane, do you know, is it on the Grant County website?
And what annual report are we referring to?
The program, the department reports for 2019.
Yes, they should be on there. Yes.
Are they? Okay. Because I didn't. They should be. But if you would like one, I will send it out. I just didn't want to overload you with too much paper for the first time.
Oh, yeah, they are on there because I remember helping Carla get it posted. It's out there.
Okay. And then the other thing is normally we would have had elections today, but given the fact that this was our first Zoom meeting, I thought if we threw elections into the mix too, it would just really confuse us all. So Dave has very graciously opted to stay on through June for us. So we will do elections in June. So hopefully we'll either have this down or hopefully we'll probably have it down because realistically we are not going to all be back sitting in a room somewhere, but maybe.
Now, unfortunately for me, I'll be off from it and I'll miss it. I really will. I've enjoyed it. So.
Well, thank you, Dave.
Well, normally we throw you a big party, Dave, but you know.
That's okay. I understand.
But you were coming back for June, right? You said you would be.
Oh, yes. Yeah, definitely. Yep.
So, yes, no, we've really appreciated having you. And you know you only have to be off like 1 year, so.
Right. Yeah. Hopefully things will be where we can get back to quote-unquote normal again.
Oh, yeah.
This is okay this way, but I really miss face-to-face. I'm missing, you know, meeting with people, so.
I know. I used to say I would want to work from home all the time, and then, man, every day. When you're at home, it's just like, wow, I love the commute, but that's about it. It's interesting. Some days, you know, are really good and I don't mind it, but I like seeing my staff. It's much harder. There's a bigger disconnect when you're doing this and you're emailing and, you know, so it's a little bit harder. But when you have good staff, they're able to adapt. Like I said, they adapted better than I did. So, because they're used to all this, they know how to FaceTime. They I don't love this, so. But it is what it is. I'm glad we have it. It's great that we can.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Back when I was growing up, this wouldn't have all even been possible. And if I'd had kids at home trying to do this, I'd have been out of my mind. So. Oh.
Well, this is a lot better than just a phone conference. I think Shane has done a fantastic job of setting all this up, especially in such a short time that he's had.
Yeah, we have been extremely lucky to have really, really good IT. They have done a fantastic job. They're here working today in my office, getting us a few towers set up, so. No, we couldn't have done any of this without the IT. And the fact that they got us the phones that we needed is fantastic. So,
thank you.
Thank you, Shane.
Thank you.
Was all that good training at UW-Platte, though?
It was.
We have been.
We didn't know a year ago that we were going to need all this equipment. So.
No, it was a little bit of a surprise.
Nice thing I said is moving forward is now if we do have, God forbid, if we would have other disasters or blizzards or whatever the case may be, we still have the ability to answer that phone remotely, and that's pretty cool. So,
yeah.
Very nice. So, and you guys have been amazing. So we really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Well, we've gotten through our agenda really quickly. Is there anything else anybody has? Wants to share with us.
I have a new granddaughter.
Hey, when was this?
My first.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yes.
Oh.
My first.
Congratulations.
Her name is Kinsey.
Oh, I like her.
So, but although we've not seen her much.
No.
Yeah.
So we are keeping our distance, which is unfortunate, but that's exciting for us. And my husband just retired.
Wow.
That's good.
So all's good here. Although David is home. Hodan doesn't open up yet.
And I don't know when that's going to happen either.
It's going to be on the 8th of June.
Really? Okay.
Yes. Yes. So.
I bet he's missing that too, huh?
So am I.
Gotta get it.
Trust me.
Well, I had shared this with Lori a couple of months ago, but one of the reasons I'm in Minnesota is I am in the process of selling my home, and I'm going to be moving up here to be closer to my daughter and her family. So, yeah, so hopefully right now it looks like it'll be probably sometime in July. So I'll be going off the board then, but I will keep you all informed. But it's exciting up here. It's a big move for me, but I'm looking forward to it. So, and they're really looking forward to it. Grandkids are, so yeah.
That's good. Well, we wish you the best of luck too, but we'll have you,
thank you,
through June at least.
Yes, I'll be here definitely through June. Okay. Yeah, and then by then I should have a little more idea of what's going on. So hopefully. So say a few prayers at my house sell soon.
Lots of big changes for people.
Yeah.
Very right. Much. Yes.
Everybody else is doing okay? Pam, you're doing all right?
Yeah, I was retired, so I was used to being home a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, I think retired people had the advantage of already being used to being home.
Right.
Your income didn't change. You know, I don't get out. I don't get to go see LaVon or anybody anymore, but
I don't see
I'm doing Al. Okay.
Al's still alive, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. And I was used to being here with him, so that's okay. He retired 3 years before I did, so
tell you, thank goodness we have a farm that Kirk can go to, because we are not used to spending this much time together. I was happy for him to have somewhere to go.
Yeah.
2 hours anyway.
Anything yeah. else anybody wants to share?
Any concerns?
Well, I've got to bring this up because I'm kind of confused as to whenever I talk about housing situations and, you know, well, did you talk to ADRC? And it's like, well, what are they going to do about how? I don't understand where they get. Am I missing something here?
No, because they think we can do everything.
I know. And it's like, that's not how that works. But maybe I'm missing something here along the way that, you need to get ADRC involved. It's like, I don't think so, but that's their perception.
Yeah, we don't, you know, we refer to the ones that are in existence. We don't get into
right. You know, building a house.
Yeah.
Yes, I understand, but everybody seems to think that that's, well, you need to go to ADRC. They're the ones that are the go-to people, and I'm going,
While I appreciate that, I think that's a nice thing, but I think there is a
misconception.
In the state that we can just solve every problem there is. And
I know, and it's like, no.
I could build you a building, Carolyn, but, you know, I can't pay for it.
Oh, dang.
But I have experience with building now, so I'm good.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll keep you in mind then.
I would say you do need to talk more to your long-term care providers, though, out there, those
right. Inclusa and Iris. And, yeah.
They're the ones who are securing that housing, and they really need to be talking about the fact that there is a lack of it.
Right, right. And I understand that, but it's like I talked to all these people, and it's like, well, go to ADRC, and they'll be able to help you. Here's my son, David.
Hi.
Hi, David.
Hi, David.
Hi.
I like your shirt.
Hi, David.
Dale's in the background. Hi, you can't see him, though.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Dale, you bus driver?
Pardon me?
Was Dale his bus driver?
Yes, he was for a long time.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, it's good to see you, David.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hungry, my Bill.
He's hungry. That's the story of my life here.
I'm alone.
Okay, all right. Sorry.
Me too. I find I eat more at home when I work it from home. So. At the office, I'm lazy. I like your shirt, David.
Thanks. And Packers.
Packers, yeah. Packers. There's Dale right there. See him?
Yeah.
There's Dale.
And Packers.
Go Packers. Who's your favorite Packer player?
Puff Puff.
He thinks Brett Favre's still playing.
Oh. He'll always be my favorite.
Hey, Coy, I'm Puff Puff.
All right. Okay, then that's enough entertainment for one day.
Oh, that's great.
Well, if there's nothing else, you have a motion to adjourn?
Also move. Pardon? I'll move to adjourn.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So we will
I just wanted to say Carolyn was talking about everybody telling her to go to ADRC. Well, you know, stop and think about it. That's not all bad, because I can remember a few years ago, people didn't even know what the hell we were.
It's true. But they see the ADRC bus around, and it's like, well, how can I get on the bus?
Now they think we can do it all, though. So, you know.
Anyway.
A lot of it that we can't
do. It's a lot different than it was 15 years ago, I'll tell you that.
That's good.
That is true. Yep. But I do think, Carolyn, you really do need to be, and we'll put in some plugs for it, too. I think, you know, contacting the MCOs and really getting them on board to promote that housing issue.
Right, because they have to approve it, whatever we do anyway, so.
Right, so they need, you know, they need to be saying there's a shortage for one
thing. Right, so.
But I will make sure, you know, when we talk to legislators that we talk about your group too, so.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, so Carolyn made the motion. Did someone second it?
I will, Dale.
Dale did, okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Well, next meeting's June 17th, 9 o'clock.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll be doing it this way again.
I hope not.
I hope not either, but probably will.
Yeah, I bet we do too.
Lori, we're still looking into your civil light issue for your laptops.
Still looking into what?
Silver light. Your silver light issue for Sam's? Yeah, so we're looking into that for you.
That's got to be like the worst thing ever.
The state has to basically update their software to get more modern. What they're using right now is being discontinued because of security issues.
I know. That's basically what I troubleshooted on Google myself before I contacted you, because I'm like, that's stupid then.
Yeah, there's a lot of security holes with what you're doing right now, which is why everyone else has moved on.
You guys, if you want to sign off, you can. You'd probably.